Good evening, everyone. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is August 27th at 5:37 p.m. Pacific and 8:37 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA and the chair of this committee. We're going to start out just by calling the roll, and then we're going to have a brief discussion of how the rest of this meeting will go. So, Paul, can you call the roll?
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
John Crumshaw.
Right here.
Okay, we'll come back. Marcus Jetter said he wouldn't be here. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Bonnie Zisaba. Saul Salvador. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman?
Here.
Okay. John Crumshaw, are you here? All right. We have seven. That's a quorum.
Okay.
Hello,
thank
John
you.
Crumshaw. Can you hear me? Did you?
We can now.
Okay, great. Thanks. Sorry.
Okay. So, our poll, if you could, John is being here for roll call, that would probably be the right thing to do. All right, so normally we have an agenda. We don't this time. This is a special meeting that was specifically to go over KPFA's budget, and we've had a couple of developments we're going to have to talk about that may impact whether we can do that or not. What I think we should probably do is start off by approving or not approving any minutes that we have. I believe there's one set that were sent out today because I don't want to put our Paul in a jam if he got the work done. So let's do that first, since we're all here, and then we'll talk a bit about the situation with KPFA's budget, and the group can decide what they want to do.
There is, in fact, a set of minutes, and it was posted yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Those are the minutes for, I guess, the meeting that we had on the
19th.
19th, okay. Is there anyone who would like to make any modifications to those minutes or to move for their approval?
Jim, I'll move for approval.
Okay. Are there any objections to that?
Actually, I have one fast correction, I realize. It was a special meeting, not a regular meeting, so I will just put in special instead of regular.
Okay. All right.
This is.
Yes, go ahead, Barbara.
I have a question. You're calling the meeting on the 13th and the meeting on the 27th special. Aren't our regular meetings the 2nd and 4th Thursday? I mean, Tuesday?
Oh.
That's correct. The meeting on the 19th was special. The meeting on the 27th was, this one tonight is not special. That's correct. The meeting tomorrow on the 28th is special.
Right.
Yeah, I had regular.
But they were all special.
Okay, which means that we could entertain other items on the agenda, but anyway, we'll solve that problem in a minute. All right, so R. Paul, you wanted to change the wording on the 19th from regular to special, or is it correct in the minutes? I don't have them in front of me.
Yeah, yes.
Dealing with
it starts out draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee. You just make it draft minutes for the special Finance Committee.
Yes, we should do that. Okay. Richard, does your call to approve the minutes cover the amended minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving the minutes as amended?
Well, I will abstain.
Okay. Then, R. Paul, when you have a sec, can you call the roll?
Okay. One second.
And I would like to clear, these are the minutes for which, the 13th or the 19th?
For the 19th.
Okay. Okay, for the motion is to approve the August 19th minutes. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Present. Oh, am I voting to approve? Yes.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Marcus Jeter, R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy, Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Manager Saba, Raul Salvador, Richard Yuzel.
Yes.
Barbara Wimberman.
Abstain.
Okay, it's 7-4-0 against 1 abstention.
Okay, sounds good. So for the purposes of the stream, I should mention that the CFO, Raul Salvador, is not with us because he is required to attend an audit committee meeting, which is scheduled at the same time as this meeting. They will be approving the 2012 audit, hopefully. So that's why he's not with us, and Marcus Jeter asked for an excused absence. That's the WPFW treasurer. Okay. All right, so where we are. The intended agenda for this meeting was the KPFA budget. We had scheduled that back on the 13th after we did the whole extension series. This afternoon, around 1:30, we were told that some modifications were being made to this budget after the LSB approval. They consisted of adding in $184,000 in electronic transactions, which have been left out of the listener support category, taking out $230,000 in listener revenue from the same category, due to incorrect application of the fulfillment numbers on most of that, and then making an adjustment to the development expenses based on the change in the listener revenue numbers. So the changes were substantial. They kind of net against each other, so the bottom line was in the $40,000 range. But they were, you know, some large numbers coming in and going out. The situation that we're in is that this can all be verbally explained, but we don't have a revised Excel budget file. And obviously at this point, the LSB-approved budget is sort of irrelevant, and we needed a document. So while I will ask Barbara what the ETA is on the new document, it seems to me that we have two choices. One is to spend some time looking at the numbers, even without a formal budget to approve, and, you know, trying to increase our understanding and come closer. Or we can simply take the position that we're going to hold off on this review until we have an Excel document with the numbers that are being submitted. So basically, I'm going to throw it back on the group and ask you guys what you want to do tonight. Since I was wrong, and this is not a special meeting just for the purpose of KPFA, we could, if there's any other business that we want to attend to it. You know, that's an option. Or we could basically call it a night, come up with a time to do the review of KPFA's budget. And, of course, we're meeting again tomorrow for KPFA. So that's basically what our set of choices are. And it's kind of up to you guys to decide.
I'd like to speak to the issue.
Yeah, I thought you probably would. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, first of all, there is, in the email that went out this afternoon, a very simple but clear chart that shows the very few totals that have been changed, and these were changed because of the budget template. This is no error that was made in the business office anywhere here. So, and these were discovered, I'm hearing an echo of myself. Is everybody else hearing this?
No, we're not, but I hear two-way talk. I think it might be our Paul Martin. Our Paul, maybe you can mute for a while.
Hold on.
Okay. There, but I will go ahead.
I hear an echo, Barbara.
Okay. At least the echo voice is a little quieter than mine. Anyway, seems to have gone away now. So this triggered by the fact that Tracy was continually unsatisfied with the answer that we had given about what types of money make up the listener support in the budget. And it's true, one of the types of money that's there, we sort of back into. In other words, we know the totals for fund drives, and there's some difference of opinion about how to interpret which parts of the fund drive. But anyway, we've settled on fund drive total and the different types of mailings. And then the only difference that was left that had not been actually quantified was the type of EFT, which is in perpetuity. In other words, people just have this taken out of their bank account every month, and it's been set up for some time. It's not associated with any fund drive. So those monies do come into our bank account, and they go through the MEMSA system and get coded as listener support. So I could see that it was very necessary to somehow pin down this total figure that we're assuming was the balance that made up listener support. So our business manager and our data manager went to work pulling the records together and found that, in fact, quite to our surprise, these particular EFT in perpetuity contributions were not being reflected in the budget template, and they had been previous to 2012. When there were changes made by the financial analyst, new directions were given to the business manager how to fill out the form. And however, we then averaged 3 years' worth of this particular type of income and came up with a figure that rounded up is $184,000. It's 183,700 and something like that. So, also, while digging around in the budget template, they discovered that, in fact, the part of the budget template, which was supposed to take into account our fulfillment rate, was not functioning. There was a column of figures that needed to be put in. Our business manager entered the first month as she was instructed, and the formula was supposed to fill down the column, and it did not, which meant that only fulfillment reduction was being applied to the funds that were coming in the first month, and the others were being treated as though we were taking them in at 100%. So we knew this wasn't right. And in fact, Tracy had been suggesting for some time that something like this was wrong. And it was. And it was wrong in the budget template. So we figured out what the reduction should be. And then, if you look at the email I sent this afternoon, with a lot of words describing this, but then the chart that's at the bottom is much simpler. Maybe you don't want the words. You can look at the chart. And the net change in listener support is a reduction of $46,653. Now, whenever you reduce listener support. It does, in the template, affect some expenses in the development section. Namely, the formulas tied together some speculation about what we would spend on premiums given a certain level of income during a fund drive. That wasn't necessarily our figure, but this was an estimate used by the financial analyst and expressed in these formula. So there was a reduction then in the amount of premium expense we would have, the mailing costs for that, and credit card fees. And that reduction in expense was $36,993. You'll see this in this chart if you're looking at it. There's also a reduction, if there's a reduction in the account, $5,000, in shared expenses, central services. And it's in the chart, it shows for the different parts of central services, but the total amount of central services that is being reduced is $9,097. So if you add together $46,093 and $9,097, we get $46,090. So it's true, those two things just about wash each other. However, there is a small effect on our bottom line, which we know from the beginning is a very small surplus. And it was $2,963, and it is now $2,400. Now, I'm stating that I did not withdraw the budget. I feel that it is worthwhile to consider this change so small that the vote of the LSB was with the idea, they accepted the idea that we had this small surplus because they were very aware of how conservative we've been in estimating the amount of income we're expecting. And we also, I admit, and we've had this discussion before, we did not include a figure for depreciation. However, we do have capital items on the budget. And I'm very sorry that Raul is not on the call tonight because I believe he has had conversations with our business manager and communicated to me about the fact that he is not so wedded to the idea that the depreciation has to be treated in the way that it has been treated in the past.
I'm going to interrupt you here.
Also, also has made it clear that this budget template is really not a good way for us to do budgets, and he's expecting to make changes. So I think that we ought to make the best of the use of this budget template that we've had, and I would like to stand by the budget that we've submitted from KPFA.
Okay, well, you're not doing that because obviously you're asking to make changes to the listener support and the premium.
I'm not asking. I'm telling you that changes were made based on the budget template. I'm not asking anything.
Well, then you're submitting a different budget than the LSB-approved budget. Okay, so where we are basically is we can sort of peel through these various PDFs and changes and try to work with the numbers a bit tonight. Or we can request, which I think is probably makes a bit more sense, that we get an Excel budget document with the new numbers inserted.
I can respond to that right now, Tracy.
Barbara, wait a second. There's a committee here.
There is one waiting to send to you, and I asked Maria not to send it until we looked at this simple chart first.
Barbara, the committee.
Version right now.
Barbara, the committee is going to figure out what to do. It's not up to you, and it's not up to me.
Oh.
If you are saying that you can send a modified Excel budget document with the numbers that you want to consider right now, I think you should go ahead and do so right now.
Well, we're in the business office, and Maria has got it on her computer, and I'm going to let her describe it for you.
No, I don't want her to describe it. I want her to send it. The members of the committee would need to have access to it themselves. Now, I'm going to go to the rest of the committee and just ask, hearing what you've heard as a sort of a temperature check, how do you feel about proceeding further with this, or would you rather wait? And let's see how people feel. We can either go around or we can have volunteers. Does anybody want to weigh in?
R. Paul?
Yes, go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, there is whatever is sent, I mean, the last KPFA budget won't open in open office for me. And
right.
This morning I spent a couple of hours, one way or another, trying to get it up, and I gave it plenty of time, and it just won't load up. So if there's going to be something else sent now, could it please be sent with whatever extra was done to it last time, not done to it this time, so it can open?
Fair request. Do you have anything else to say about the whole situation?
Well, I would, you know, saying that it balances out is okay and all of that. However, given the way governance works in Pacifica, I would be concerned about, something that's supposed to be approved by the LSB, something different being then considered. I'm sure what she says is true and it's balanced out, but it's not what that LSB passed. And so I know that if I were in I can see where situations where I would be very bothered if, for instance,
Hang on one sec. I appreciate what you're saying. There's a lot of background noise. Can everybody please mute if you're not speaking?
Hello?
Yeah.
All right.
Tracy?
And I just wanted to finish up.
I just wanted
to finish up and say, yeah, if I'm thinking of if the WBAI LSB had passed a budget, and somebody came in with, something a bit different, I would be bothered by that. So, given the way things are and the way Pacifica is and the way governance works around here, I would tend to say, let's do that for another day. That's just my thought. Okay.
Okay. Anybody else want to weigh in?
I'm John here.
All right, John, go ahead.
I would say that it seems to make sense to give us more time to look over this budget because those changes appear to be important, and I would like more time than just a couple of hours to review the implications of it.
Tony?
Tony, go ahead.
I was wondering how to agree with the statements that have been made. But I'd hate to waste our time since everybody's here. Is it possible we could look at the things that the LSB did approve without changes that are consistent with the budget? I mean, there are some modifications that were changed after the LSB approved it, but could we just not review? Could we simply review the things that there's no dispute that the LSB did approve, and then look at another data thing that there were alterations? I don't know if that's possible.
Well, I'll address my thoughts about that at the end, maybe. But there's a certain awkwardness built into doing it. But okay, thanks for telling me how you feel. Texas?
Tracy.
Barbara, let's go to the folks from Texas and see what they want to
do. I want to tell you both versions have been sent.
Both versions have been sent. Good.
In PDF form, however.
Not in Excel. Okay.
And there are many backup sheets. It's not just the budget.
Mm-hmm. Texas?
Yeah, Richard. Opinion?
Yeah.
Two things if I could. If y'all are having trouble getting this sent in a form that we can open and deal with and look at, the cage came through real well last week. Why don't you just find out what they did and send it that way? My other question is, what is the status of this year's budget today? How are y'all over or under? Are you in the red or the black?
The current status with all the back and forth is a teeny tiny surplus around $2,500. We will have to look at, you know, how solid those numbers are, but that's where the budget is at right now in the draft form, both drafts.
Okay, thank you.
Jim, what do you want to do?
I'm having the same problem our fall. I have not been able to open the Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
So I'm flying based on the emails that have gone back and forth as far as that's what I'm limited by.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me say a couple of things, which is that we should be approving budgets as Excel documents. It's the appropriate format for a budget is a spreadsheet. Excel provides certain double checks regarding formulas that PDFs don't. And there are problems with the PDF format. It also doesn't allow us to input stuff and roll the formulas over, which is what you do when you're looking at a budget if you're potentially modifying it. And we should have all the budgets in the same format. So PDF is not ideal for a budget review. In terms of what Tony said, the numbers that have substantially changed, well, not substantially changed, just changed, are the listener support number, which has changed in two ways. Something came in and something came out. And the premiums cost, which is paid to the listener support, as Barbara described, and the central services, which are also paid to the listener support. Well, I think there's a couple of other issues that can be discussed. You know, everything impacts everything else. So there are problems with discussing one set of numbers when we're really working with another set of numbers. So that's going to be a little tough. I think we could deal with a couple of specific issues in the budget. One is certainly depreciation allowances. That's one. The other item that we probably could talk about if we wanted to were the discrepancies in some of the payroll figures, because those haven't changed. The listener support or the income projection is legitimately different. So I'm not sort of getting a clear sense of what the committee wants to do, and I don't want to waste a whole bunch of people's time. We can't approve this because we don't have anything to send on to the PNB that would be a final budget document. So it's basically a question of, do we want to do half tonight and half another time, or do we want to just carry the whole thing over to another meeting? I heard a couple of preferences for holding it over and a couple of preferences for doing as much as we can tonight since we're here. Michael, we didn't hear from you. You're the person who didn't weigh in. What do you want to do?
Am I muted or am I audible?
You're audible.
I would say we should try to discuss as much as we can. My concern was about the fact that the templates are so off. I'm assuming that that's a general problem across the network or the foundation. And so I don't know if we have to look back at KPFC or KPFC has to look at its again.
I don't think so. Okay. Well, I don't know. I was kind of hoping we would have a consensus, and we don't have a consensus.
When will we talk about it if we move to a different day? What day?
May I speak?
Yes, you may.
Well, our business manager is sitting here saying, why don't they look at the two things that we've sent?
I was actually able to open your budget with Open Office 4. I tried to save it in as an Excel spreadsheet, and it doesn't save for some reason properly. I can't open it with Excel.
Yeah. It's the same thing. I opened it once, and I couldn't open it again.
No, I have it open right now in Open Office Calc.
Well,
But I just tried to open the PDF, and I couldn't open the PDF for some reason.
Oh, cool. That's not good.
Maria would like to address the business because she's been the one sending these. Hello?
Alright.
I just want to let you guys know this file is so big. I have had it stall on me so many times. It's huge. If you were to print this thing, it's over 150 pages long, the whole thing. So, just earlier, through Barbara, sent the PDF of the one that was approved by the LSC and the one that that we just made those adjustments. And let me just add one thing that Barbara mentioned that I do want to reiterate and really drive down the point that this template has been wrong since 2012. And we just realized it when we've been trying to make sure that our numbers were actually appropriate. It was not anything that we did here. It's just completely in the tab that's called credit card checks and EFTs. The formula does not go down, and it has been taking our budget at 100% fulfillment and putting our goals at 100% fulfillment and putting that into the budget in previous year. So you should be able to open the templates. I sent out seven different spreadsheets, all in PDF format.
I just got the PDF open for at least the first one. I had to use a reader. Acrobat wouldn't open it. It's my version of Acrobat.
And I would imagine this problem has occurred with other stations as well for the past couple of years.
Well, I just want to weigh in here that I could tell by looking at the listener support number and doing math that something was with the numbers, and I believe I suggested over a month ago that I didn't think the premium percentages, that I didn't think the fulfillment was being applied to the full amount of the listener revenue, and that did indeed appear to be the case. So I appreciate I appreciate the dependence on the template, but we do need to look at the numbers, make sure that they make sense, break them down, use calculators when things don't seem to be working, and analyze the numbers that we're working with if they don't look right.
Okay, may I please explain the flow of this spreadsheet? I don't know if anyone has gone to that extent in the past. You start out with the assumptions page, and the part that goes into the budget is our... I'm sorry, I've got the echo, and it's bothering me. What's on the assumptions page into the tab that's called Listener Support Collections, and that is brought in a staggered format. So the July fund drive comes in July, August, September, October. The portion of August comes in August, September, October, November, and it staggers that way. And if you look at the listener support collections page, and it is cells T, I believe it is.
203.
Yeah, cell 203 or thereabouts. You will see the number that actually is the fulfilled listener support from FunDrive. And then you add in your renewals, and then you add in your mailings, and then the EFTXs, which had never been accounted for in our template. So right there, you have a number that can actually be tied right back to the budget.
Yes, I know how it works. I've been through four budget cycles with KPM.
Okay, well, actually, my explanation was for everybody else who might benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
And Tracy, your calculations may have been correct, but they were based on wrong numbers. You can't take the total number of goals from your assumptions page, take 90%, and figure that's the money that's going to come in. It doesn't work that way. It staggers.
From month to month, but the overall annual totals for the budget do not stagger. The unfulfilled, the premiums that will never be fulfilled are set amount.
I would like for everybody to possibly please go to the listener assumptions page, and if you look specifically at cell, it's actually on the new version, it's cell U202. And that is the amount of fulfilled pledges from a whole year's worth of fund drives. However, again, the September 2014 portion of the fund drive is not all going to come in September 2014. It's going to flow into 2015. And then on the reverse side, on the other end, the same thing happens for the 2013 budget, or excuse me, fund drive that flows into the 2014 budget. You can't, it's not apples to apples. So,
yes, but the point is that the 87% fulfillment was not applied to 11 out of
10. That is wrong. We don't, 87%, I don't know where you got that.
First you said 91%, now you're saying 87%. Our fulfillment actually is 90%.
No, not according to the email that Barbara sent, but we'll leave that be.
I didn't put any percent in there in that email.
2.44307 after fulfillment you said was 2.13 million. If it was 90%, that number would be 2.2. If it's 2.13, it's a lower percentage.
2.4 was the wrong number.
Please?
It wasn't
Look, guys, this is why this budget is not ready. These numbers are moving constantly.
Tracy?
2.76, it's in your own assumption sheet. Total pledges of 2.76 million. Less Fresno, less Los Angeles is 2.443. Those are your gross pledges before you apply fulfillment.
It's yes.
In your own assumptions page.
I'm not even saying that that's correct. That is extremely correct. But if you look, if you understand the templates, Tracy, as well as you think you do, you would understand how it works. The assumptions page then travels into the listener support collection page, at which point it takes into account all, I mean, take a look at it. It's huge. And so if you look at cell U202, the part of the fulfilled listener support from fund drive revenue is 2.130. Then you
87% of 2.44307. If you use a calculator.
Okay, well, let me take off my shoes. Maybe that'll help. But anyway, if you add in direct mail and mail renewals,
mm-hmm.
and then you add in the EFTs in cell U222, it shows you 2,656,901, and that is what flows into the budget.
Mm-hmm.
I did not create this template. This template is just a mind-blowing, convoluted, you know, just pain in the neck. But it is what we've had to deal with. And there have been many, many problems with this template over the years. And unfortunately, we don't even have the creator of this template available to us now. And other stations, apparently, or at least Raul, when I spoke to him about W, has just even bypassed the one problem that created all of this, where it was apparently taking 100% fulfillment. But I am telling you that the template as it is, it's flowing correctly. I don't care if it's 87% or 90%. It's flowing correctly.
So therefore, when will we get an Excel document with the numbers corrected?
I sent it.
Michael, to the deck.
Excel document with the numbers corrected.
Apparently people can't open it, so what would be the point on that?
Am I audible? Michael, to the deck.
Yes,
Michael.
Okay, I think it would be good to let some other folks speak. Let me just get the stack. I heard Michael. I heard our Paul. Who else?
God.
All right, let's go to Michael. We'll figure it out later. Michael, go ahead.
Okay, I have opened the original approved spreadsheet as an open office document. I'm trying to figure out what tab you're talking about that has the information you're describing. I have assumptions, additional information, selected income and expense account, budget, FY 2014. Is
there
one of those tabs?
You have to keep going, Michael. It's 8 or 9 tabs over.
Say the title again.
It's called Listener Support Collection.
Okay, got it. All right, and you're saying it's in column U?
I'm sorry.
No, there's no column U there.
It's column C in your version there, which is the LSB approved version. It's column T, cell 203, I believe it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Who's next on the stack? I think we had our Paul, and then I think we had someone else. Our Paul?
Okay. I'm looking at the 7... PDFs we have here, and this is, you know, a lot less than we would get with the Excel spreadsheets and all. I mean, plus you have to really blow these up, because if you put them in at 100% size, they're kind of crummy to look at. It's hard to see the numbers and letters in the general spreadsheet area here. I think we need to decide, you know, what we're going to do, and if the template is all that huge and gigantic, I don't know why it's more gigantic than the other stations are, because we're getting the spreadsheets, the templates should be the same for all the stations. So if I can open KPFTs and KPFKs and WBAIs, and they're all in the same template, I'm not sure why there's a huge difference with KPFAs. Barbara said last time that there had been something or other done to the spreadsheet. Something was protected or something was something or other. Some amendment to the spreadsheet per se was done, and maybe that's what's preventing it from coming up at OpenOffice 4 for me. So, you know, I would really like it if we could get the full real spreadsheet with the numbers in it as a spreadsheet, and just take off whatever super special thing was done to it, so that it will open an open office for all of us. I think we need to get the actual spreadsheet and make sure we can all open the thing, and then we can really go at it. I think so.
I'd like to ask.
Yeah, I'm going to make a suggestion, Richard, there, because I think you're in pretty good shape there. Okay, let's go to Richard.
I concur with what our Paul said. I don't see how we can actually look at this without
put out the same spreadsheet that we've had before, so we know how to kind of in our minds compare the station to station too. I didn't know who that was presenting or talking a while ago.
That was the KPFA business manager.
Okay, now who is that?
The KPFA business manager. Her name is Maria Negret.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Marie. I just didn't know who that was.
That's okay.
All right. So I'm going to make a suggestion just regarding the practical stuff with the spreadsheet. My observation in previous years is that KPFA's template has included a number of additional tabs, most of which aren't filled out, and this is, I think, part of what's making the file gigantic. So my recommendation would be that you simply cut out of the Excel file that you transmit the tabs, some of the supporting tabs on the back that aren't being filled out, or those that are not particularly germane, and I think that would turn it into a manageable size file. For example, from Texas, we got about 12 tabs, not 37 tabs, but the 12 tabs that we had were helpful and germane to the budget, and there are some that cover very teensy matters or are redundant with others and don't necessarily have to be in there, and that would probably reduce the size of the file. And if we feel that there's a spreadsheet missing that we need that's backup for some category of accounts, we can always ask for it as a separate document. So we could cut the budget template file down from 150 pages to maybe 70 or 80 pages like the other stations, I think that would probably solve the technical problem. Barbara, you wanted to say something.
Oh, I've lost my place now, Tracy. Go ahead.
Okay. So unless I hear any strong objections, I think the objection that I mostly had was from Tony. Tony, how do you feel about waiting on this with everything that's ensued?
I mean, I can go if that's the consensus of the committee, but I would just think we got everybody. There's something that the LSB approved, and we can get out of the way, we should get out of the way, but if that's the consensus of the group, I'll go with the consensus.
No, Tony, pick up for your opinion.
Well, that I would prefer to do the things we can do tonight. And there are some things that the LSB voted on that are probably consistent with the revision, so why can't we just get those things out of the way?
Well, we don't vote on the budget in pieces and parts. We vote on an entire document. So,
well, I don't think we would be voting on the budget tonight anyway.
No, we're not. Yeah.
But it'll make less work for us when we meet again to act on the budget.
Okay, well, let me ask a question, because there was something else that was sort of hanging out there that was going to have to come up in the budget discussion, and maybe we could make some progress on that. The preliminary audit figures came out. The audit committee is looking at them tonight. And I don't know what they're going to do about them, but one of the things that came up was some discrepancies on the KPFA payroll figures, which had come in at $1.966 million when they had been, I think, something like $1.8 million in the actuals presented for 2012. Which is a significant difference, and it factors in for KPFA's budget because another $250,000 is being added on to that number. So if we're adding it on to a larger number, we're going to end up with a larger number. So I was trying to figure out why those numbers were so out of whack. Do we have any insight on that? Is there any possibility that the numbers are going to go back to 1.8, or are we at 1.96 for the 2012 actuals?
Well, we haven't seen this document, draft audit, but I do know that there were tremendous payroll problems, and Maria could speak to that. It's true that it ended up making figures in our
financial statements. Probably unreliable.
Well, yeah, but what we're trying to do is establish what the real figures are.
Well, so, I have not been presented with the audited figures.
Okay, so we'll have to wait. Well, that could be another reason to deal with the budget later on, because that's one of the issues that's going to have to get dealt with. So I'm not inclined to be convinced there's a whole lot that we can do tonight, Tony.
Well, we could approve it as very close to what the LSB passed, and recognize that the changes that were made due to the budget template.
I don't think we can.
Well, I know you wouldn't agree, but makes sense to me.
I don't really see how, because there are discrepancies with the payroll numbers, with the audit that they're based on. There
That's
are discrepancies
what
with the
really have to do with this.
If the intention is to add $250,000 to the existing status quo payroll costs that were in effect in 9/30, and to state that by doing so the number is now $2.045 million, if in fact the status quo payroll numbers at the end of September were $1.966, then adding a quarter million to that figure is going to make that figure more than $2.1 million. That's going to throw the budget $100,000 or $150,000 out of whack. Now, that may or may not be accurate. I don't know the answer. But it's a situation, but it's a reality that has to be looked at.
This 1.9
can't approve one figure when it's really another figure.
Can you please tell us if that is payroll, benefits, taxes, all-inclusive, or is it just, we have no idea.
It's the all-inclusive figure.
The all-inclusive figure, okay. And I have an all-inclusive figure of $2,045,000. So we're not that far off.
In the budget, yes, but you're adding $245,000 in new expenses. And what I'm saying is the audited expenses for the end of September 2012 are coming out at 1.96. In your actuals for 2012 projected, they were only 1.8. So if you're adding 245 more to the status quo, then it's not 2.045. It's going to be something like 2,150,000.
Our number is in the budget. You're adding numbers that aren't going to be added. Take a look at the budget.
Order, Madam Chair.
$2,045,000.
Yeah, but if before you add 250, the real numbers are 1.96, you're not going to be able to add all of these funds or these positions.
They're already added in the budget.
Yes, and they're added to what? They're added to a number that appears to be too low.
They are in the $2.045 million. Our budget has everybody that we need to be able to sustain our operation.
But what was left out last year?
In 2012 or 2013?
In fiscal year 2012, you're projecting the actuals in this budget that you're comparing between 2012 and 2013. You're projecting the actuals as 1.82. The audit is saying that KPFA actually spent 1.96. And I'm not speaking to the correctness of the audit, I don't know, but that's why you have an audit. So if there's $245,000 in additional expenses being added to the status quo, then the actual number in order to fulfill all those functions will be higher. Because there was stuff left out.
you've got away with words, Tracy. I don't know. I am telling you that our complete personnel costs with benefits, taxes, payroll and everything is $2,045,000. Not, I'm not adding another $250,000 as they're stating.
Yes. Yes.
Point of order, Madam Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. We don't have an agenda, and what seems to be happening is what happens without an agenda. We're
right.
not arguing towards a point. We're kind of just arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be good if we decided that we were going, you know, somebody make a proposal of some sort, and maybe we vote on it, you know, if, or maybe somebody move to take up the KPFA budget at a certain date, and we figure out what the date is, or we do whatever, and we argue towards that so that we can have a finish to this, because I don't see, this is just an argument, and these
yeah.
are the arguments that, you know, people
mm-hmm.
have the same argument for 30 years, so... Why don't we
agreed.
Pick a point and argue that?
Mr. Secretary, would you like to make a motion?
Well, I would say, for me, I would say that it'd probably be good if we look at what kind of a date we could meet at to do the KPFA budget next and go for that. I mean, probably we need to find out when is good for people to go to, which is going to be obviously, you know, next week or...
Right. I think that's a good proposal. We have KPFA tomorrow. The question, the problem that we've been experiencing is meeting date scenario, so let's take a look at what we've got. KPFK is on the 28th. So I have a question for you, Tony. There's a penciled in on the 29th for WBAI Finance, but my understanding is WBAI Finance already approved the PFW budget. Is that correct?
That's BAI. That's BAI.
Oh, yeah. All right, you have to go to that, please. So, okay. Where are we? And then we get into Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we kill ourselves.
Well, it's Labor Day weekend.
I know. All right, so there's governance on the 3rd, which I could skip. Tony and I are both on governance. That would be a lot of skipping. On Wednesday, we have KPFT Management Selection and Review and KPFK Program Director Search. Is anyone on this committee involved in those things?
I don't know what KPFK Program Director Search means because we failed to establish a KPFK Program Director Search Committee because we didn't have a quorum at our LSP meeting, so there's not going to be a meeting on the 4th about that.
Okay, that's good. Texas people, does any of this involve any of you?
Jim, I'm on MSRC. I was going to attend that late anyhow. I could make that this meeting, but I'd be a little bit late.